On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer. Thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah, Broadmeadow, Rosebery and Port Macquarie.
Morning, Phil Moss.
Top of the morning to you, boys.
We'll start with the A-League first, mate. And a big night last night for Roy Krishna. Winning the Johnny Warren medal and also
the Golden Boot
and Melbourne Victory's Christine Nairn winning the Julie Dolan medal.
That's right, Loz. It was our night of nights last night. Great night at Star City Casino where all the stars come together. The stars align, if you like. And they certainly align for Roy Krishna this year. He's had a wonderful year. He's always shown that he's got the talent, but this year he really knuckled down. And by his own admissions, he's worked harder than ever before under Mark Rudin. And he paid tribute to Andrew Durante, his captain, and his teammates for pushing him harder than he's ever been pushed in training every day. And the fruits were there for all to see. He got the Golden Boot with 18 goals. He got the Johnny Warren medal. And he's got just about every club in the A-League chasing his signature. So the boy from a little Fijian village has really reached the heights in the A-League, and full credit to him.
Mossy, where do you think he might end up?
Oh, it's pure speculation, but I think Mark Rudin got the best out of him. If the rumours are right that Mark Rudin's going to Western United in Melbourne, I would say there's a fair chance, but that is pure speculation. But when you reach those heights under a mentor who just knows how to get the best out of you, it's sort of hard to break that bond, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was the coach of the year an easy decision or a tough one, given Popovich has obviously had a great season at Perth Glory, but Stevie Corica, to be able to take over from Graham Arnold coming into the season under plenty of pressure, you know, trying to live up to the expectations of what Sydney FC are accustomed to, was he ever a hope of maybe winning that Coach of the Year title?
Oh, I think he was a big hope, Loz. I think probably what cost him is the votes are done in the regular rounds of the season. Even though he's had a wonderful regular season, Stevie, I think, you know, going to Perth Glory like Popper did and you know, winning the Premier's plate as he did in his first season probably tipped him over the line. But you can throw Mark Rudin in there as well. Had a wonderful breakout season with Wellington. But, you know, I always thought it was between Stevie and Popper. I mean, if we're honest, Wellington came sixth. Not sixth, but a little bit higher than that, sorry, from memory. But
thought, like, with Stevie Corica, a lot of people thought that it'd be a tough gig for him and he mightn't succeed. That's hard. That's hard when you go in under after Graham Arnold, too, with all the success that they've had.
Lodge, you cannot understate the job he's done. Given the fact he's filled the shoes of Graham Arnold after the success he had, but also, and probably more pertinently, the fact that they've lost their home ground, lost the Golden Boot, lost Adrian Merzhievsky, everything that was thrown at him in his debut season, to finish where he is and be in a grand final with a chance to lift the toilet seat in his debut season is remarkable. At a club like Sydney where the demand for success is absolutely in your face every single day. So it's been remarkable, and he would have been an absolutely worthy winner. And I think it's going to go down to the wire this weekend in the grand final. So you can't pay enough credit to Steve for the job that he's done this season.
Now, Perth, they struggled to get through, right? Heroics from Liam Reddy. And they survived. They got through to the grand final after clearly being the best team all year. Up against Sydney FC coming off that 6-1 result against the Victory. Sydney FC are the outsiders at $2.90 up against the Perth Glory $2.30. Who would you rather be? Would you rather be Tony Popovich or would you rather be Steve Corica?
I would rather be Steve Corica going into this one. And the reasons for that, as you said, TK, 120 minutes plus penalties, the emotional roller coaster. They were hosting the grand final four or five times, and then Adelaide came to snatch it from them, and then Perth, deservedly in the end, got the hosting rights and got through after winning the Premier's plate. Kind of like Sydney a couple of years ago, they broke all the records, and if they didn't make and win the grand final, it would have been an injustice in that year. But Sydney FC the other night, I was out there at the game at Jubilee, and they worked so hard. Their game was right at the top for really about 80 minutes of the 90. They scored some wonderful goals. From that comes a lot of confidence. They've been to Perth. They've won in Perth this season, so they take that confidence in their kit bag with them. I just think it's not going to be easy. Perth have been a wonderful side this year, and they are a wonderful side. I just see the stars aligning for Sydney FC. I think they can go there and do a snatch and grab.
Mm. Mossy, just on the venue, is it Optus Stadium, the new venue that holds 70,000 people? And have Perth Glory played there before?
I'm not sure they have, Loz, but it is at Optus, yes.
It's not their home ground,
so Loz. So therefore, if no one's played there, that brings it back as well. I mean,
they get the home crowd, though, Loz.
Yeah, they get the home crowd, but it's still you're not playing on the ground that you're used to playing on and training on. So that's a big plus for Sydney FC as well.
Yeah, you throw that dynamic in there as well, Loz, definitely, because it's a different environment. Perth will probably have the advantage, I guess, of training there a couple of times this week. But as you know, training and playing in front of a sellout are two totally different things. So, yeah, look, I'm honestly, I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be a grand final to remember for a very long time. And you got two former teammates, two good mates up against each other in Popper and Stevie. And I think the tactical battle will be intriguing. And that's what really impressed me the other night against Melbourne Victory, the tactical battle between Steve Corica and Kevin Musket. Yeah. I think Steve got it spot on the night.
Yeah, because I know it's only a little thing, but when you play on a rectangular field all the time and then you go to an oval... It's hard to get your bearings, and Sydney FC have played a couple of games
SCG.
At the SCG.
Switched around pitch too, by the way.
But I mean, it's just interesting for mine that they're taking it that game. I understand the reasons why, but I think that could be an advantage for Sydney FC as well.
Did you hear? I don't know whether you heard Jacqueline Magne from the Australian newspaper. She joined us with a European report earlier on in the morning, Mossy, and. There seems to be big debate. UEFA may well not allow Manchester City to compete in the Champions League next year because of funding issues from their... it's the head of...
UEFA.
UEFA.
Yeah, UEFA. Allow Manchester City, maybe won't allow Manchester City to compete in the Champions League next year because of funding issues with their owner.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't hear Jack, but I have heard the whispers, and I don't know the ins and outs of exactly what's gone on there. But
well, they're saying it's personal money. His personal money instead of a sponsorship with Etihad Airlines.
Right, right. Well, if that's the case, and regulations have been broken, then there has to be consequences. But wow, what a consequence that would be, because. You know, what they've done this year, and Liverpool have been brilliant, but Manchester City have been perfect to win the league and qualify. So if that was ripped from under them, that would be an absolute catastrophe for that club.
And that's the trophy that Guardiola wants to win. But how much more money do they spend compared to other clubs? Do Liverpool and Man City spend around the same amount of money?
No, Manchester City would be well above, I would imagine. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of talk when Pep Guardiola came in that they really bought the league. I couldn't put a dollar value on it or a pound value on it, Loz, but they spend a ridiculous amount of money. But if that was ripped from under them, you wonder what ramifications that would have for those superstar players, because, you know, without Champions League football, that could upset the dressing room in a big, big way.
And just really quickly... tell us our mate Robbie Slater. He was invited to that dinner last night, wasn't he?
He'd like to think he was the talk of the room last night for not being there, but no, it certainly was mentioned by a couple that he wasn't there. Oh. But his dulcet tones were heard over the big projector with a couple of the commentaries, and he voiced over a few things, but I didn't see him in the crowd.
Okay. He would have been lurking in a dark corner somewhere, no doubt.
Have the Kleenex ready for him tomorrow morning, boys.
Good on you, Mossy.